Let us start again from Daf Yudzayin Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom. Yesterday we had learned that Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer. He had once held that Mashkina Matama Kalim, but he was chayzer from that. He holds that Mashkina not Matama Kalim, and that's why he himself said that a keli that was nitma from a mashkin is only a tuma de rabbonon, nitma gaboy le nitma toichei. Siboyilu, mikalim huda hodabe, was Rabbi Yehuda chayze only from the din of kalim, this gewaldike chumra that he had heard, that mashkina bekoyech to metame kalim, that he was chayze. Avo ba oichlim, ki Rabbi Yosi ve Rabbi Shimon svirale, but by oichlim he holds like Rabbi Yosi ve Rabbi Shimon, that a mashke is bekoyech to be metaman oichel. I do me legamri hoda by ke Rabbi Meir. Maybe he was in ganzen chayza. He holds that only mashken to mes atman yeshlehem, but they're not bekoyech to be metame yacher. So now we're going to have a sugya. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Omer Rab Nachman by Yitzchok Toshma. Poro she shosiso meichatos. A poro that drank meichatos. Besora tome. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, botlu b'meyeho. Bisal ke daitach mikeilem u dahod arbei, avo ba'oichlim ke Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Shimon svirelei, amai botlu b'meyeho legamri, neide tuma chamur alei metame, tuma kala miyo nitmo. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi azoi. Avo ba'oichlim ke Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Shimon svirelei, could be by oichlim Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Shimon, the mashkin metamen oichlin mideraise. Okay, Rabbi Meir, domolei metamo afilo oichlin elo midarabon. Poro shel zevach oi shel chulun. Sheshosiso meichatos. It drank meichatos. Now, Kozman, the behem is alive. So even though meichatos is an ovatume, but it can't be metamo balchai. V'shochetua bo'oidom b'meyeho. And they shechted the poro, while the mechatos was still b'meyeho. So now the poro is boso, and the shaila is, the mechatos that is b'meyeho, is this bekoyach to be metame the poro? So the Tanakhama says, besoro tome, shemekabeles tume mehem. The poro is mekabel tume from the mechatos. The mechatos metamim afilo odom v'keilim. Mechatos is an avatume, kedersiv anegeye b'mei hanida. So Rashi the Baal learns napshat, according to the Tanakhama, that the mechatos is an avatume. And theoretically it could be metama odom v'keilim also. No, that what the Mishnah says, Besorah Tomei, because the story was, we're not speaking about that an Adam touched it, we're not speaking about that a Keli touched it, we're speaking about, the story was Porah Sheshos Tomeichata, so it's only Negei of the Porah. So therefore, the Tanakhama says, Besorah Tomei, but Rashi Weiss is clear, the Bosor is Tomei, because it touched an Avatumi. Tab Yehuda Oimer, Botlu B'meyehu. The Einon Ru'uyin Lemechatos. It is not Roy anymore for Mechatos. The Ein Oid Shmon Aleihem. It doesn't have a Shem Mechatos. Now, we see from Rashi that Rashi is giving, seems to be giving two reasons in Rabbi Yehuda. Why isn't it an Avatume? So Rashi says, the Einon Ru'uyin Lemechatos. Ve'ein oid shmon aleihem. Now, let's try to understand one at a time. Ve'einam ru'uyim le'meichatos. Tosfos says that the reason that it's possible for meichatos is because it's possible al hesach hadas. There's a psul that meichatos is possible with hesach hadas. Is it in mishmeres? It has to be shomu. The psul of hesach hadas. So let us assume that that is the first reason of Rashi. The einam ru'uyim le'meichatos. It's not roy anymore to be used for meichatos. Now, so why does Rashi have to give another reason? The ein oid shmon aleihem. What does this mean? Why is it necessary? So Tuv Yehama wanted to say a very geshmake vort. Not really bekannt in Hilchas Tumah V'Tareh, but perhaps this is Korav L'Emes. We had before on Daf Tezvava Medbeis, we had before halach as follows. Apas she'ipsha v'nipsala milecha la'odam v'kelev yocha la'oichla metam etumas oichlam b'kebeyim. We have over here a pas that is not edible anymore. It's not edible for human consumption, but klavim still eat it. So it's metam etumas oichlam. So Rashi says as follows. Metam etumas oichlam hoyel umitchila niris la'odam. Since there was once a time that it was roi for human consumption, is yodala teiras tumi. So it was already chal on this machol that it could be mekabel tumi. Vein oilo mimeno ad shetiposol mechilas kele. And this halacha does not leave it till it becomes nifsol mechilas kele. So from Rashi we see a very interesting seder. That if you have food that was never roi lachilas adam, so it doesn't have a shame oichel, so it's not mekabel tumah, there's no din kabbalas tumah. But if it was once roi lachilas adam, so it got a shame oichel on itself. Now it's not anymore roi lachilas adam, so it doesn't lose the shame oichel since it's still roi fachilas klov. So it seems as follows that lechatchila to get a din oichel, a shame oichel, there has to be roi lachilas adam. But as long as it got that din already, so the halacha will remain, unless it's completely, now it still has a shem oichel, even though it's not roi lachilas adam, calls man it is roi lachilas kelev. So memele, so the kibin she yodolo toiras tume, ein oilo mimenu. We see such a seder. So it could be as follows. Mechatos is an avatume. Now, in order to be called mechatos, it has to be kosher and mechatos. Then that's mechatos. That's mehanida, and it is an avatume. Now what happened? A porosh eshosus on mechatos. Da'ina ruyin le mechatos. Now, it doesn't have the qualifications to be used for mechatos. Fine. If it never would have had the qualifications, it never would have been an avatum. But it once had the qualifications, it was once royal in Mechatos. Now it's possible for Mechatos. But does it lose, in Hilchis Tumah, does it lose the Hilchis Tumah that it had, even though now it's not roy anymore for Mechatos? So from Rashi it would seem that Lagabi Tumah would remain, even though it's not roy la hazoya, it should still have the din Tumah of Mechatos. Therefore, Rashi says, Ve'ein oit shmon aleim. You need another thing. That in Be'etzim, that's Moiridik Meduyik from the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda Dachsachmir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Botlu b'meyeho. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda means to say that it's possible, Be'etzach Hadas, it's, so the whole Lashon of Botlu b'meyeho, I mean, that's, why does he have to say botlu b'mayeho? That it became botlu b'mayayin. Say it's nifsal, it's posel hazoya, whatever it is. Why does he say botlu b'mayeho? So it could be Rashi learned that what it's not roy anymore, the mechatos, that's an hilchas hazoya, it's not roy. But the tumah of may nida, which was once chal, the ava tumah would remain. So that's why Rashi is to be moisim, and Rashi will say this continuously, ve'ein oit shmon aleim. Botlu b'meyel means now it loses perhaps its entity. It's not considered, that means if you would have mashkin, that let's say a person had mashkin, and he was mesiach das from the mashkin. So even though it's posel ahazoy, it could be, the shame avatume could be still remains. Here Rashi says, but since this mashkin now became an intricate part of the poro, so ein shmon aleim, it doesn't have a shem bifnei atzmoi. So we can't call it anymore meichatos, so that makes that it loses the hilchas tumah also. The first, the chelik in Rashi is speaking about hilchas hazoya. But hilchas hazoya alone would not be mafkiya the hilchas tumah minei. That's why Rashi is to say, the ein oit shmon aleim, and that comes about because of botlu b'meyeho. And it could be that is the machloikis. We have to understand the machloikis, the Tanakama and Rav Yehuda. Rashi said before the Tanakama, oh, there is an avatum. In the Hilchis Hazoya, there's no machloikis. If it's any royal Hazoya, this is not a machloikis in Hilchis Hazoya over here. So what is the machloikis? Why does the Tanakhama hold that it is still an avatum? And why does Rabbi Yehuda hold it's not an avatum? So Kocha, there's another knetch over here. So that's why Rashi says, what is the knetch? That Rabbi Yehuda was moisif, ve'ein oit shmon aleim. It lost the shem mechatos, ayidei shebotl b'meyel. So therefore the tum is nivka. And that's the Tanakhama thing, sir. Period. Okay, so the machloik is the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is it an avatum? Is it not an avatum? Fragt, so krashi, bobe iis, leila Rabbi Yehuda mashkin baalme metam oichel, but, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that mashkin abakoyach to be metam oichel, nehei de botli mitoiras mechatos, einoch anami, it's botl mitoiras mechatos, doesn't have a shame mechatos leinye. Loi havi tomei ovatum letamei odem vekelem, afilu Rabbi Yehuda holds that's the machloikis. And he holds, it loses the Shem Mechatos, it can't be, it's not anymore an avatum. Obel Shem Mashke Tomei Milek Alayu Kishal Mashken. But it seems, it should still have a Shem Mashke Tomei Kishal Mashke. Letami Bosel Zeh, Shehu Oichel. So why isn't it Metame the Bosel? Because it is Mashken Tomei. Why is a bottle by Meyed and now it's not even Metame the Bosel als Mashken Tmeim? Behainu Tumas Oichlem Kalo. Let it be Metame the Bosel als Tumas Oichlem. Nehei de Tume Chamur Eloi Metamu. Einoch Anami Tos Neva Shem Meichatos. That should be considered an Ava Tume. Im nogu odem vekeilem ben besoich hameyayim. Einoch anami take. Rabbi Yehuda holds, it doesn't have a shem mechatos. In order to be metame odem vekeilem, the ain shem. Hirashi says nochmo. The ain shem mechatos aleyim. It lost the shem mechatos. So that's why it's not considered anymore an avatuma. Abatuma kala. Kegoin es a boso letame. Why can it be metame the boso als rishin letumim? The mashkin ba'almen, you know, they're not mechatos, but they're poshet the mashkin. The shem mashkin they didn't lose. The shem mechatos they lost by being botlu b'meyel. It's the chshivas of mechatos that they lost. But the mashkin ba'almen, you know, v'shem tumme loipoka minay. So the tumme that they had shouldn't become nifke. Now, when did the mashkin become tumme? The nitmu machmas atzmon. See, Rashi says, amoyr de kechidish. That if you have something that is an avatume, al smechatos, but this avatume is liquid also. It's water. So the liquid is mekabel tume from itself. That means it becomes a rishin latume, da inegia gedoyla mimash enoigim ba'atzma. That the teiris mashkin shebehem becomes a rishin latume. Because it's touching itself. V'chi ozul shem. So it lost the shem mechatos. But you have mashkin that touched the mechatos. That means before the porah drank it, so in this liquid there were two dinim. Als mechatos was an avatume. Als mashkin was a rishin letume. Because it touched itself. So now the shaila is, why did Rabbi Yehuda say, Botlu b'mei eho. And it seems that the bosor is not tomei. Because that's the machloikas, the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakhama says b'soro tomei. And Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that the bosor is not tomei. Elishmami nomi kulu hodabei. That Rabbi Yehuda was choizer. Legamri, and he holds that mashkin are not metama oichel and ganzer. Vekivin, period. So that's the raya. So that is the raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that mashkin are not pekoyachti me metama oichel. Or else it would be besoratome, like the Tanakhama. Not als avatome, als rishon letome. Now Rashi is a kasha. Rashi is a kasha. I feel we will assume that Rabbi Yehuda holds that mashkin are not metama oichlin, that's only minatayre. aber mit der Rabbanon, everyone knows Maschken ist mit Tama Eichlin. So it's schwer, so Akapone mit der Rabbanon should be Psora Tomei. So Rashi answers, Vekiven de Bachutz loy mit Tama Maschken Eichlin ele mit der Rabbanon, since there was a Negiya mit Bachutz, it's only metama midarabono. Hocha de milse de loy shriche. So here, this negia, which came through a very unordinary way, loy gozo. So they want geyser in ganzen. Am meure de kechidish that by a tumme de rabono, you are done each oifen negia besunder. If this is a negia de loy shriche, so it's not metama midarabono. That is that is the Gemara's raya. So now we salke deitach, we'll see again in the Gemara. We salke deitach mikelem u da'od ebay. Avol ba'oichlem, ki Rab Yosi v'Rab Shimon svil relay, amai botlu b'meyel. So why is it botlu b'meyel? Legamri. Why is it in ganzen botl? In the parah is toyer, nehei de tumach amur relay metamu. Good, he holds that it can't be metama tumach amur. It's not an ova tumim. The bossa can become a rishon l'tumah, aber tumah kala miyanitmu. But let the bossa become a sheni. The mashkin is a rishon, because it's makabel tumah from itself. So the mashkin should make the bossa a sheni. And for the gemore, it's takazoi. My botlu b'meyer nami, botlu mi tumah chamure, aber tumah kala mitmu. Enachanami. The machloikis, the tanekame, and Rabbi Yehuda is only in Tumah Chamura. But Tumah Kale, they're not talking about Tumah Kale. Tumah Kale, according to everyone, the Bosa will be Tomei, because it's the Mashke is a Rishon L'Tumah, and it'll make it a Sheni. Michlal, Zok the Gemara, so if you're going to say this Pshat, so Bais Tachois, the Tanekam Sova, so if Rabbi Yehuda also holds that the Bosser is a Sheini L'Tumme, that the Bosser is Tomei. The whole Machloikis is the Meichatas and Ava Tumme. So Michlal, the Tanekam is over Tumme, Chamur and Nami Metamu, that the Meichatas is an Ava Tumme. Or Besorah Tomei K'toni. So why did he say Besorah Tomei? So the Kash is as follows. If that is the whole Machloikis is it an Ava Tumme or not? So why did he say Besorah Tomei, which everyone is Moide? I mean, if the whole machloikis is, if it's an avatumah, she should have spoken out. There was a case that someone touched the mechatos, and did he become tummy? Didn't he become tummy? Why is he speaking about b'sora tummy? So we see klal that you're wrong, that's napshat. So kolchoch, the machloikis is, if according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's toil legamri. So we have a raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds that mashkin are not metama oichlan. And for the Gemara, no, Kula Rabbi Yehuda, I have news for you. There's no machloikas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Kula Rabbi Yehuda hi v'chasuri mechsre, v'hoch ikton. Poro sheshoseso meichatos. A poro that drank meichatos, psorotomi. And what does psorotomi mean? That the mashkin is metame the boso. The mashkin is a rishon l'tume, it's metame the boso, because mashkin metame oichol. Medvorim amurim to mekale, but it's only metam alts to mekale, it's only metam alts rishin and makes it a sheni. Avol to mechamure, avol to mechamure, alts ova to meloi. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, botlu b'meyeho. Rabbi Yehuda says, botlu b'meyeho. That alts to mechamure, the shem of mechatos, that became botlu. So don't understand me that what I said, Psora Tomei means that the boss was a Rishon L'Tumah. No, the boss was a Sheini L'Tumah, because the Shem Ava Tumah became Botl. Rav Ashi Omar Lo'oilam Botlu B'meyeh L'Gamri. No, Rav Yehuda holds Take that it's Toil L'Gamri. Yishim Da'avolei Mashke Soruach. Now you ask the Kasha, why isn't it Metameh? Tumekale, why isn't it metama of tumis mashke? So he says, because it is a mashke saruach. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, tumach amure, odom vekeilem. Tumekale, oichlem. Frek de gemore, vo besore tomikomach, to loitimo elo es abos, according to you. He's saying the machloikis, the tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda is. If it's metama odom vekeilem, So the Tanakhama said, Psora Tomei, Leitim Elas Abosov, Leitona Odom Vekeilem Anoigim Behem Tmei. Aval Tumach Mure, Shea Adain Shmon Aleyem, Letamei Odom Nagebem, Leim Etamei. So the Mo want to say, Chsure Mechsere. That what he said, Psora Tomei is only out to Mekale, Aval Tumach Mure, Shea Adain Shmon Aleyem, Letamei Odom Nagebem, Loi metamei, shabiyudoyme, botlo bemeyeo, mitoiras meichatos. That we loses the shem meichatos. Avashi oma lo oilom legamri. Could be it's toil legamri. Tafilu shei mashke baal meleko alayu. Tavolei mashke soruach. Pesanye betoiras koyenim, bechol mashke shei yishose bechol kli yitmo, prat le mashke soruach. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is mashke saruach, and therefore doesn't even have a tumas mashke. Iskan shayil aben. So what is the svara of the Tanakame? What is the svara of the Tanakame, and what does he say? Botlu b'meyer. I mean, l'cheir it's not a machlikas and metzias. The Tanakame says that psora tome. Tanakame doesn't hold the din of a mashke saruach. So the Dvar Shmuel brings down a Tferes Yisroel HaMishnayis. Tferes Yisroel seems to be Mevayel, the Machlekes, the Tanakame, and Rabbi Yehuda as follows. We are speaking about Mechatos that went into the Bnei Me'ayim of the Poro. Now, when Mechatos enters the Bnei Me'ayim of the Poro, so it becomes Nisarev with the Tzoya of the Poro. That's what's in the Bnei Me'ayim of the Poro. So Be'emesin, the Tiferes Yisrael says, Mitzad the Mashke Mitzad Atzmi is not a Mashke Saruach. No, there's a Taruvis of Tzoye there also, so that makes it a Mashke Saruach. So that Be'etzim was a Machloikis, the Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakame held the whole Hafkor of Mashke Saruach is, if the Mashke Mitzad Atzmi is Saruach. So then it's called Mashke Saruach. Here the mashke mitzad atzmei, there's a tarubis of dvorim acherim there that makes it not roi l'shtiyah. That doesn't make it a mashke saruach. And Rabbi Yehuda says, it's good the lashon also botlu b'meyel. We don't consider it an entity b'fnei atzmei. It became now one entity with the tzayin, the b'nei ma'ayim. It's one entity, and this entity is saruach. That's why it's called mashke saruach. Zok Tosfos. Abisore tomei ktoni. He says, the Gemara asked Akasha, if you'll say that everyone holds that the Bosor is tomei, and the Machlokes is, does it have a shame avatumim? Legabi, the Mutame Odom Vekalim. This says, by the Tanakhama said, Abisore tomei ktoni, mash medavke besoro. Aval Odom Vekelim Loi, Vayinu Mishim De Nifsalu Be'esach Hadas, since it's Nifsal Me'esach Hadas, so that's why it's not an Avatume, because it's not Roi Lazoi anymore. Vim Toima Afek Toisves, Kiven De Polcha Mehem Tuma Chamuret. Like the Toisves, that I don't understand. If we're saying according to the Tanakhama now, the Gemara wants, the Gemara's Medai from the Tanakhama, that the Tanakhama holds that it's not Mechatos. Because it only says Besor Atomic. It can't be Metamei Odom Bekeilem. So if it's not Mechatos, give the Poche Mehem to Mechamure, Afilo to Mekale, Loi Litmu. So how can it be Metamei to Mekale? If it's not Mechatos, how is it a Rishon Litmu? So we see from Taisvis is Chaylik and Rashi. Rashi holds that a tumekala passed because ein lecha negiya gedoyla mizu, that the mashkin is touching itself. So memele, so the mashke becomes a rishon letume because it's touching itself. Abba Chonan Vasseman wants to say could be Tosfos held that this is called a negiya space hastor. The negiya has to be begoli. If you touch something begoli, then that's Mekabel Tumah. A negiya in a base hastorim it doesn't have a teures negi in ganzen. It's not you're not mekabel tumah. There's no negi in the base of storm. So Rabbi Chana wants to say that touching itself, if you have two dvorim, so one touches the other on the outer surface, so that's called a negiyah. But touching itself, that's called a negiyah's beis hastorim. So Tosis did not like Rashi Shtiktayre. Now Tosis didn't like Rashi Shtiktayre, so now we have a problem. How does this mashke become a rishon l'tumah? The whole tumah was an avatumah, als mechatos, and now it became ois mechatos, so finished. So how does it become a rishon l'tumah? So let us give a shtikal akdome, and then we'll see Taisvis in the beginning. So Taisvis wanted to learn pshat, and if he emesad is takip pshat according to Taisvis, the Gemara says in Zvachim, Kol she'soifei letamei tumah chamure leiboi hechsher sheretz. The Gemara says as follows, that in the posik of that we learn that an oichel is mekabel tumah when it was tamei, the oichel is mekabel tumah by touching a sheretz. The posik says, chiyuta mayim al zera v'nochon nivloson olav tameihu. So the posik says that the zera becomes tamei through negiya sheretz. So the Gemara says the posik spoke of a machol which will never have a potential of being an avatuma. Zera never has a potential of being an avatuma. So there the posik says, you know how he can become tamei? The nofum niflosam olov. After if a sheretz fell on top of it, then he'll become tamei. Need hechshemayim, need hechshesheretz. Because Zera can never become an avatuma. But, if you'll have a different case, let us speak a moshul of a nivlas oif toil. That you had a dead chicken, that's a nevela. So this nivlas oif toil has a potential to be an avatuma. What's the potential? The nivlas oif toil is metame bebeis abliyat a odom ubgodim. A person swallows an oif toil, so he becomes tamei. It's metame odom ubgodim. So it is metame. He has a potential koyach to be an avatuma al yedei bliyis odom. So the Gemara says, Kol she soifoi letamei tumachamure, if it has a potential that it could be metame tumachamure, so now, even though it wasn't metame tumachamure yet, there wasn't yet an avatume, the potential is sufficient that now it has automatically a din of a rishon letume. That is the Gemara in Zvachim, Kol she soifoi letamei tumachamure, leiboi hechsher sheretz. He doesn't need a sheretz to touch it in order to become a rishon letumah. Automatically, the potential alone is enough to give it a koyach to become a rishon letumah without a sheretz touching it. V'choshev kilu noga b'sheretz. That's a gzeres hakosa, because to learn out when do you need a sheretz tavke to midizera she'ein soifei letamei tumah chamurah. But something that soifei letamei tumah chamurah does not need hechsher sheretz. Now, so here we are saying that something that is a potential to become an avatum is already a rishon letum. So we could say, with our own seichel, that hu adin, if something was already an avatum, it also, even though avatum will go off, will still be a rishon letum. If you have a potential of becoming an avatum, makes it now already a rishon. If it was mamish an avatum, and then the avatum fell off, so it also was a rishon. That's what one could say. But Taisva says, that's not true. Let us see. Tamrine beperik bosim ne beperik tvu yoim, kol she soifoi, letame tume chamure, leiboi hechsher sheretz. That what has a potential to be metame tume chamure, leiboi hechsher sheretz. Vechoshiv, and it is keilu no gabi sheretz. But Taisva says, you know, that is vahainu davke. This halacha applies only when the potential is still in existence. But if it lost its potential, I feel it was once metame tumachamura. But now it lost its potential, boi hechsher. Then in order to be a rishon, a sheretz has to touch it. Where do we see this? Kedamrinan beperik behema mekashen. Gabi boso hapoirish me eva minachai. You hear an eva minachai. An eva minachai is a av hatume. An eva min achai is similar to a nevela, that it's metame, it's metame, it's metame like a nevela. But this is a besondere halacha of eva min achai. Bosa min achai does not have a tumas nevela. Eva min achai. Eva means bosa, gidim vatsomis, so that is a shem, that is an ava tumas, it's metame odom vekela. So the Gemara says in Beim HaMekashe, Boso ha-poiresh me-eva min-achai. What happened if a person cut off a piece of meat from an eva min-achai? The loy mahanilei, so it does not help. Ma-she-timei le-tamei tumachemura, that what it had an ova. That what it had a past history, that it was metamei tumachemura k'shoyim oviv. When it was together with the Gidim Batzomis, it was then the Bosso was a part of an Eva, and it was an Ava Tume, but the minute you separate the Bosso from the Gidim Batzomis, it is Toher. Even the Lacha Shepirish Mimeno in Roy Letamei Tume Chamurem. So you see from this Gemara, that the whole Halacha of is afke soifei letame tuma chamura. If it still has the potential of being an ava tuma, then it has now a din rishon. But the minute it loses the potential, even though lemaisa it had a ova, it had a history of being an ava tuma, that will not make it now a rishon letuma. So frektach teisves. So bezoi. So it's very schwer. So why does the Gemara assume that the mashkin is a rishon latume? Now it's ois ova tume. It's not mechatos anymore. So if it's not mechatos, so finished. So it's not soive latame tume chamure. So now, in order to be a rishon, you need hechsher sheretz. The Dvar Shmuel brings down, we'll soon see Tosfos teretz. But lechayre, this gemore is a problem according to Rashi also. What did Rashi do with this gemore? Rashi said, absanulam this. Rashi said, Alam this, that what? That ain't, like it's negiya ba'atzmai. So according to Rashi, it's ichishver. So what did Rashi do with this Gemara? L'chayre, if ain't nacha negiya g'dayla mizu. So you had a piece of meat, which was once an eva, so it touched itself. So now, ain't nacha negiya g'dayla mizu. So why isn't it a rishon l'tum? What is Rashi going to do with this Gemara? So he brings him a chacham echad, a beautiful teretz. He says, "Lachet Rashi, the kasha finds her nishtan, because according to Rashi, it works out kabbalas tume. It's mekabel from itself. So we'll say it's speaking about it never was mukshel lekabel tume. And oichel is only mekabel tume if mashke fell on it. So we can say that this eva is speaking about it never was mukshel lekabel tume. So finished. Rashi only said this by mashke. Mashke don't need hechsher mayim." So Mamela, so there Rashi says, Ein lecha negiya g'dayla mizu. Ma she'en kein over here, that boso ha-peirish me'eva menachai. So here you can't ask Akash, let it be mekabel tume from itself. I'll say it speaking about it wasn't mushta. But according to Taisus, it doesn't work out kabolas tume. It works with alumdis, that they either soife letame tume chamure, or mikora time tume chamure. So Memela, so Taisus brings the Rai from this Gemara, that what it once was Metame Tumme Chemure is nothing. He cannot give a din rishain on the Bosa afterwards Pirish from the Eva. The Yesh Loima. So Taisus answers as follows. The Shani Hosom Kshe Shimesh Maisi Eit Shimesh Kinamrinen Ba'er Va'aroite. That there, the Tumas Eva is not als machel, the tumas eiver is als eiver. We'll soon explain. Lekach, therefore, shepirish me'oviv, so therefore when the boso was pirish from the eiver, boy hechsher, so then in order to become a rishon letume, he need a sheret to touch. Avo mechatos sor shirui mitchilu l'shtiyah. Abo mechatos, the avatum of mechatos, in order to be an avatum, it had to be roilish to begin with. The nimtza tuma chamura shalem eino maise eitz, elamitam shi yeruim lishtiyah sodom. The reason it was an avatum is because it was roilish tiyah. The vinyanachala ha yeruim lahazo, if it's not roilish tiyah, it's not roil hazo. Lekach afshenivsalu, loipolcha tumas mashkin. So Taisvis says as follows. That be'emesin, the yesod is just like something that soifei letamei tumechamure is now a rishon l'tume, who adin something that before was a tume chamur is now a rishon l'tume. Perhaps it's a kal v'chomer. But there's only one catch. The t'nai is that the tume chamur, the sibe of the tume chamur has to be the same sibe for the tume kal. So let's first go on argamor. In argamor, why was it an avatume when it was a tume chamure? It was an avatume when it was mechatos because it was roilishtiye. So that means the shame mashkesha boy was the sibe that it was a tume chamure. So now this mashke, after it became ois tume chamure, has to have a din of a tume kala. Because that what was a tume chamure now has to have a shame tume kala. Masha ein kein, by a eiver, boso shapirish min a eiver, the tumis eiver is not als oichel. The tumis eiver is maise eitz baalme. That means an eiver is boso gidim vatsomis. That means it is not a machel. The tumis eiver is a tume of eiver, not als machel. So memele, in the holy sod of soife letame tume chamure, or tchilose time tume chamure, is like tzorich hersha sheretz is only if that what was the tume chamure, the same sibbe that made the tume chamure, is now still in existence. So memele over there by Eva, it was a tume chamure before because it was an Eva. Maisa eight shimin, not maisa eight shimish. It wasn't a machel. Now later when there was nifrash, now it's no more an Eva. Now it became a machel, so this machel is a dovo nifra. This is not what was a tume chamure. A tume chamure was an eiver, and this is now boso. So therefore, the previous shem tume chamure cannot create a tume kala on the boso. Masha ein kein over here, that was a tume chamure, the shem mashke sheboy, which made it a tumah chamura, that made it roi lazoye, the shem mashki shaboy is still existed now. So even though it's ois tumah chamura, well, kaponim, it will have a tumah kala on itself. Botlu b'mei echo. It says over here that if a poro sheshoses or mechatos, so it becomes ois mechatos, it becomes posel when it reaches the b'nei mei. Aval ba'oidom befiha, but kozman is in the mouth of the pore, loy botlu, as if I say sklor, Rabbi Yehuda says it's only botlu b'meyeho. Petach toysu is ba'aval gavdo omrinim b'meseches pore. Tachol ha'oifes poislin mechatos, chutz min hayoinim. The Mishnah in pore says as follows, that a oif who drinks from mechatos, so if an oif drank from mechatos, it passes the mechatos, besides a yoyne shehim meitzetzes. That's the Loshna Mishnah. So the Batanur explains as follows. A yoyne, whatever a yoyne takes into his mouth, remains there. It doesn't spit out again. All other oifes, and all other behemoths also, they take into the mouth, but part of what went into the mouth goes back again. It goes back again into the, where it took it from. So it says in the Mishnah, so we see from the Mishnah as follows, that what mechatos went into the mouth of an oif or a behemoth, that passes that mechatos. If it goes back into the mechatos, if the behemoth spits it out, or part of it runs out of the mouth of the behemoth, so it passes the whole mechatos. Passes the whole mechatos out of taruvis of this mechatos which was in the mouth of the behemoth. So kaponim we see that it becomes nifsal already in the mouth. So why did Rabbi Yehuda say that botlu b'meyeho? Why did you say botlu b'meyeho? Bemisen, the way we say pshat and Rashi, it could be it's gewaldik beduyik, because we said there's two dinim over here. It's not sufficient that it's not roi lahazoye. That in order for it to become it's not roila hazoye, it's ain't roila mechatos, but it would still be an avatume. In order to lose the shame avatume, it has to be ein oit shmon alayim. The shmon is davke botel b'meyel. Taisvis does not seem to hold like this. Taisvis learns if it's nifsal already, it's posel azoya, memela, it's not an avatum. Taisvis doesn't learn this to dinim. So Taisvis, as she does, he asks a kasha. Like Taisvis, Ava gav dem rinim seches por de chaloifis poisle mechatos. So it's posel bepe already. That Mishnah is a misleading Mishnah. Poisle mechatos does not mean when it already became mechatos. In the process of making mechatos, first you have to put Mayim Chaim al Keli, and then you add Eifer Pola. Then it becomes mechatos. So the Ri says, the Hosam Mayri Koidim Kiddush, they're speaking about before they added the Eifer, the Nifsolim. So then it becomes posel. Now why does it become posel? It says, Mayim Chayim El Keli. You have to have from the Mayim Chayim to the Keli. There should not be something in between. It has to be Chayim El Keli. The minute the oif took some of the water in its mouth, so Memela, now it's going back into the Keli, so now it's no more Chayim El Keli. It's from the mouth of the Pola to the Keli. So that passes the Mayim. He says, before the Kiddush, before you add the Eifer Pora, you need that this Mayim has to come into the Keli, Mayim Chayim, not from the mouth of a behemoth. Oy, Mishum, Meloche. Or Taisman say another Lomdus. Could be it's Posel Alt Meloche. That means a Meloche was done with it. What's the malacha? It seems the malacha is that what the behemoth took it into his mouth to drink it, so that's called ashimush. Tzachnish gelungen. He wasn't successful. It's a bit out of the mouth. But that's also called Hashem malacha. That's called that there was a malacha was done with this mayim before the kiddush. But Agamor is speaking about la'acha kiddush. Agamah is speaking about, well, we're speaking about it's an avatum already. So we're speaking about after they added the Eifel to the Mayim Chayim. Voche Ayri Lacha Kiddush. B'dechoshev lo soifi letametum mechamura. We're saying that it's metametum mechamura. Meloche ayni peisela sacha kiddush. After became Eifel Pohol, there's no psul meloche. But after you put Eifer in, so there's no psul of Meloch. That means the drosha of psul Meloch is till it becomes Meinide, not after it becomes Meinide. So therefore, there won't be any psul. What is the psul of bottom? Yemishim hesach hadas. But the sefta maporish taime, the Rabbi Yudah, shenosiv lo meishmeres. Yatsu eilo she'einom lo mishmeres, oyel she'shosu so mehem hapore. It's not lo mishmeres anymore, since it's in the Bnei Ma'ayim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Yosi ve Rabbi Shimon oimre. Now this was the third man the Yomer, Rabbi Yisro Shimon Aimrim La'ichlim Tmeim Lekalim Tahirim. That Rabbi Yisro Shimon hold that Mashkin Ametame Oichlim, but not Metame Kalim. Omar Rabbe Barbachona Omar Eshlokish. Rabbi Yisi, how did Rabbi Yisi know this halacha? That Mashkin Tmeim Ametame Oichlim and not Metame Kalim. So he said, Rabbi Yosi b'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Omro. Rabbi Yosi is going b'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi. The Dorish, Rabbi Kiva darshened Yitmo Yitame. So we're going to see soon. So just like Rabbi Kiva darshened Yitmo Yitame by one thing, by Euchlin, so Rabbi Yosi darshened Yitmo Yitame by Mashkin. This Nan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah says, Boi Bayoi, Dorish Rabbi Kiva, V'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem. It says b'soicham b'kol oichol asher yeochol asher yovel of mayim yitma. The pasuk is speaking about a sheretz is dangling in the avir of a kli cheres. So it says that the oichlim, which are in the kli cheres, yitmo. Kol oichol sheyochol sheyov alav mayim yitmo. Kol shabesaycha yitmo mikol oichol sheyochol sheyov alav mayim yitmo. So the Rehiva Darshan is as follows. Einai Oimer Tomei. It doesn't say that this Oichel is Tomei. If it is only Tomei itself, what it say Tomei? Elo Yitmo. So Yitmo, so place with Darshan the Messiris, Yitamei Acherem. You don't look at the Kri, Yitamei Acherem. Limei. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, Al Kiker Sheini, from this Pasuk we can derive that a kikah, that is a sheni letume, sha'ois a shlishi bechulam. It can make a shlishi. Now how do we derive this? So let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi, Rabbi Yoisi Talmidei Sh'Rabbi Kiva hoyo, kedesanya biyavomis ba'aboye vimtoi. Pohoyo ha'oilam shomeim, ad shebo Rabbi Kiva eitzah Rabbi Seinu shebedorim, v'shono lehem. הציבור רבי קיבה עצר רבי סייני שבדורם ושונו להם ואילו הן רב מאיר ורב יהודה ורב יויסי ורב שמעון ורב אלעזר בן שמוע. The דורש יתמו. רבי קיבה דרשן the word יתמו דחסיב גבי אוכלם תמאים יתמי. He דרשן יתמו means it could be מתמה other things. That was רבי קיבה דרוש. רבי יהו נמי רב יויסי is also דורש יתמו דחסיב גבי משכן תמאים also יתמי. He got the schnitz from Rabbi Kiva. Boy bayoim, bayoim sheminu es Rabbi Loza ben Azaya l'nesiyas. He took away Rabbi Gamliel. Ashe yipo mehem al toichoy. So now Rashi explains pshat the posse. Visanye ba'akil shechtim. Af al pi sheloi noga, even though this sheretz did not touch the kli cheretz, elo nitle ba'aviroi, it's dangling in the avir of the kli cheres. Havalei kli rishen. So the kli cheres automatically becomes a rishen. Period. That's the din. From here we learn that a kli cheres is mekabel tume me aviroi. It does not have to, the sheres does not have to touch the kli cheres. Ursi, kol asher besoicho yitmo mach masakeli. Now, whatever is in the kli cheres is mekabel tume because of the keli. Havalei oichel sheini. So this oichel, which is in the klicheres, becomes a sheini. It's mekabel tumah from the klicheres. The einai oimer tomei elo yitmo lidresh be yitama. So we see over here that a oichel is oisa sheini is oisa shlishi bechul. Limid al kiker sheini da kromishtoi boichlem kedachsiv basre mikol ha oichel asheye yochem. And this Eichel was in the Keli. Yitma, Vidashin Yitame. Alme, Kiker, Sheini, Oisish, Lishi. Va'af, Bechulim. The cross stomach sieve. It doesn't say what kind of an Eichel it was. It seems any Eichel. Mikol Eichel, Asheyeh. So, Memelus, that's a Chiddish of Rabbi Kiva, that a Sheini makes a Shlishi, Bechulim. You don't pass it like this. Fakrashi, Fakrashi, maybe, how do you know that a sheni can make a shlishi? Let us say that this oichel is a rishin. Let us say like this, just like the kli cheres is mekabel tume me aviroi, so even though it didn't touch it. The lehevi aver kli command the moli tume, so maybe it works like this. But if you have a sheretz dangling in the avir of a kli cheres, so with that the whole avir is like an avir tume. The whole avir is command moli tume. Kli command moli tume. And that's why, so the avir is a din of an avir tume. The avir makes the kli cheres a rishin, and this avir makes the yoichel a rishin. So how did Rabbi Kiva prove from here that a sheni can make a shlishi? Maybe the yoichel is a rishin. When heavy yoichel rishin. Dim Kain, so Rashi says, if you will assume that the Keli is, that the Oichel is Mekabel Tume from the Avek Licheres, so Av Kelim Shabaviro Yitmu, so if you have other Kelim in the Ava of the Klicheres, they also should become Tume. And as it only says, Mikol Oichel Ashe Yeyochel, Mikol Mashke Ashe Yeshose, Oichlin U Mashkin are Mekabel Tume from a Klicheres. But Kalim anamikabel tumah from a kli cheres. So you see that you don't say command the molly tumah, because it would be command the molly tumah if you have a spoon in this kli cheres. It also would become tumah because the avir, which is the din of an avir tumah, touched the spoon. But the pirkin mafashin the labehed yid al kolcha chosheniu. It's a sheni. Min a keli hu mekablo shemetame es hashlish. So it's a sheni. It's mekabel in the becoming sense. Metame es hashlish. Ani shamati. Rashi says, I heard a pshat. Oh, let us go a little further because Rashi is going bite on the Gemara bite. So we'll stop over here. We'll go further in the Gemara. Zuk the Gemara. So the Gemara says that was Rabbi Kiva's drosh. Rabbi Kiva drosh and kol oichol asheyeyochol shiachol oichol asheyochol ma'am yitma si drosh zitma yitama. That's Rabbi Kiva's drosh. V'hoche heichi drosh. How did Rabbi Yosi darshan? He darshan does it. V'chol mashke sheyishose v'chol kli yitma. That's as further in the pasuk. Yitma yitame letame tumasoich. So here it says, Yitme Yadashin Yitama also. So I say this, Mashkin is Metame Tumas Oichle. Frag the Gemara. Ata Oimer Letame Tumas Oichle. You're telling me now that the Yitame, that it says by Mashkin, means it's Metame Oichle. Oi Einoi Elo Letame Tumas Mashkin. Maybe this Mashkin is Metame another Mashkin. How do you know to say that Yitame means it's Metame Oichle? Maybe it's Metame Mashkin. Amrit loikachoy. No, it can't be that. That's not pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk does not mean that it's metama another mashke. It means it's metama noichel. In fact, the Gemara, my loikachoy, why can it be like that? Maybe takigerech. Maybe it means that the mashke is metama mashke. Omar rapope loy motzinu tume sheoise ki yoitzebo. We do not find that tume should be oise ki yoitzebo. So therefore, since we do not find this, so therefore we can't say that the yitma of mashkin means it's metame other mashkin. Let us go a little further, then we'll see how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Slay Matzino. Rabbi
said, you don't need this svar of loy matzino.
Migufei dekra nami loy matzis amret yitma letami tumis mashkin. From the pasuk alone, without this loy matzino, you cannot say that the yitma of mashkin means letami tumis mashkin. Why? The salke daitach yitma de seifel letami tumis mashkin, if you will say. That the Yitma the Sefer means that this Mashkin and Matama are the Mashkin. Yitma the Reisha and the Yitma of the Reisha by Oichel is Nami Latami Tumas Mashkin. So both are Matama the same things. Is Nervinu and Nichtavinu. So why did the Torah write two Yitmas? Let it say as follows. Mikol Oichel Asheyoch Asheyovel of Maim. Chomashka Asheyishosa Bechol Kli Yitma. If both of them are only Matama Mashkin, so let it say one Yitma. Tre yitma lomali, ala yitma de reisha letame tumas mashkin, yitma de seifa letame tumas oichlin. So from the pasuk alone you see that the mashkin, that what it says by mashkin, yitma means metame tumas oichlin. Now let us learn the rashis of here, then we'll go back to the vanishamati. V'hochi gabi yitma de mashkin de kama rabbi yoisi de metame oichl. Heichi dorish le Rabbi Yosi. How does Rabbi Yosi darshen it? The mukilei letame oichel v'loi letame mashke ki yaitzeboi v'loi keli. How did Rabbi Yosi know that the yitma yitama by mashke means it's metame oichel? Lafuki, it's not metame mashke. Lafuki, it's not metame keli. It's only metame oichel. How did Rabbi Yosi figure this out? It says yitma yitama. Maybe it's metame everything. So he says, "V'chol mashke sheishasa b'chol kli im hoya mashke zeh b'seicha shakli cheres v'alokoi yitma v'dorish bei yitma letame yasoichol."
Fragt die Gemara, maybe, how do you know the Tame is Oichel? Maybe it's mit Tame Maschke. So the Gemara says, Loimatzinu Tume Sha'oise Ki Yoise Boi. Now where is this Loimatzinu? So Rashi says, Kedomrinen Lekamon. Now this is debatable, it is a Lekamon. But Al Kaponim Rashi had this gears in the Gemara further. The Lahochi Kerinen Yitma Lemeimel Dohu Tame Vein Oise Ki Yoise Boi. So that means Rashi seems to be saying a very interesting drosha. That means mitzad echad we darshin yitama. That perhaps is the Messiris. And the kri is yitma, that it itself is tome. And Rashi is making up shore, that's chatting this drosha, that it has in itself both dinim. It's mitama others, and it's only tome itself. So that sounds like double talk. So pshat is as follows. No, legabi tumis mashkin. It can be mitama another mashkin. That's yitma. It is tamin, it can be metam another mashke. Agabi oichlin, it's metam oichlin. So that's I make the pshara, the yitma and yitam. So this is the first mahalach of the Gemara. So who said, Rapope said this? Leimatzinu tumash oise ki yoitzibo. Now if you look at the Loshna Gemara, the Loshna Gemara is very dochuk according to Rashi. I mean, Rashi brought a beautiful drosha. It's debatable if it's beautiful. The Rabbeinu David Tain is it's tirabik. It is yitmo yitame. You can't say it's both. But al kaponim, Rashi brought a drosha. And Rapope said, Leimotzinu tumish oise ki yoitzibo. Eps Rapope retach andre de burim. The Leimotrefen is tumish oise ki yoitzibo. So see, that is Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. V'isal ke daito. That's Rapope's limud. Ravine says, if the yitma the sefer means it's metame mashke, you'll tell me like that. The yitma the reisha dechsiv gabi oichla kochul metame mashke mukmilei lekame. The yitma the reisha zicha only metame mashke because dechsiv Bosar Haikra, it says after this posik, Tomehu, Amrin and Hu, Tomehu Naisaki Yaitzibai. So the Yitma of Oichel is Ichemashke. Umid the Itzach Lemute Oichel, Machlal the Mashke Metame. So now, it says like this, Mikol Oichel Ashiyochel Ashiyochel of Maim Yitma. Now what does the Yitma of Oichel mean? The Yitma of Oichel means Hu Tomehu Naisaki Yaitzibai Tomehu. Means it's not metama not oichel, it's metama mashke. So the yitma the reisha means it's metama the mashke. In kein yitma, yitma lomoli. So why does it say twice yitma? Rvinu v'nichtavinu. So if you'll tell me the yitma of the sefer means mashke, so why does it have to say twice yitma? You can get away with one yitma. Now, the shaila is that maybe yitma the sefer means oichlem and mashkin. What is the Yitma the Reish is Mashkin. So the Yitma the Sefer can't be Mashkin alone, because one Yitma would be sufficient. But maybe Yitma the Sefer is Oichlin and Mashkin. That's a kasha that Rishonim speak about, but Rashi doesn't speak about it. Now let us go back to Vani Shamati. Now Rashi said, Vani Shamati Kiker Oise Ki Yoitze Boy. I heard that the memra of Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbi Kiva said, Kikar Oise Ki Yoitze Boi, Ve'isle Rabbi Kiva Oichel Metama Oichel. That means that by us the Gils is Kikar Sheini Oise Shlishi. It doesn't say what the Shlishi was. But Rashi had a Gils Vani Shamati Kikar Oise Ki Yoitze Boi, Ve'isle Rabbi Kiva Oichel Metama Oichel. That Rabbi Kiva holds Yitame that Oichel Metama Oichel. You can't say such a thing. Now this what Rashi says over here, we'll have to wait till Daf Yitesa Medal if there Rashi is a pilpul, and there Rashi is such a mahalach. But Rashi says, we don't find enough in the Gemara like this. And Rashi says, if that would be so, that Rabbi Kiva holds Oichel Metama Oichel, Ki akshela el, the Gemara es, and af yedal da madal, fein oichu metama oichu, pedoch ik nafshi, buk mimi da rabonon, tomei, Then we can't keep it sweet alay. If Rabbi Kiva was eichel with Tama eichel, so that's the also Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva goof a yairi by Rabbi Kiva is talking in the Mishnah, but he's of Eidus alay dusay. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, le kama de kama loy kachoye, le motzi litres a day tamze, le metzino tuma oise ki yoitzi be. The Gemara says that the whole reason that you can't say mashke is metama mashke, because le metzino Lemetzina tuma oisiki yaitziba. Suktrashi remetzina la Rabbi Kiva. According to you, Rabbi Kiva also tuma oisiki yaitziba. Vaho, vaoid behedjama la kama behiyitma la tame esamashkim. Loy oichel ki yaitziba. If I care, the Gemara says that the yitma of oichlin is ichetim etamas mashkim. So you see, klo, that the yitma of Rabbi Kiva is not to be metama on oichel, to be metama mashkim. So therefore, Rashi does not like this pshat that was goyres in Rabbi Kiva. Oichel metama oichel. Now let us see Taisus. Leimetzino tuma oise ki yoitze bo. Peresh hakontris kadoshina lakama yitmo shen tuma oise ki yoitze bo. So Taisus vi sfarim blagasina la lakama. Period. That means this whole gemara, this whole drosh of yitmo, that yitmo means to say that it's any oise ki yoitze bo, this is debatable if there's such a gil survive from the gemara. Number one. The Losh, number two, Loi Metzino Loi Mashmekein. That means if Rashi says there's a drosha that it's not Metame Ki Yaitzeboi, so that's not the Loi Metzino, Loi Metzino, so the Losh in the Shver, Loi Metzino Tuma Oise Ki Yaitzeboi, this is a drosha. The Losh in Loi Metzino Loi Mashmekein, the Mashmekein, the Ma'alma Nafkelon Mi Mashmois. I learn from something else, I can't find that Oich Loise Ki Yaitzeboi, not a drosha of Yitmo. So Taisus learns Pshat in Rav Pope that the Gemara means to say you can't say that Mashkin is Metame Mashkin, because since we see by Oichlim that Oichlim are not Metame Oichlim because it says Tamehu, so we learn out Mashkin from Oichlim. That is the first Mandiyama. Ravina Omar Migufe Dekro Leimotzis Amrit. Ravina says, so according to Taisus, we have to go, that Ravina says, according to Rapopa, we learned out Mashke from Oichel. Ravina Oma, Afila, you wouldn't have a din of Oichel, that Tuma Oise, you wouldn't have the who, that tells me that Tuma Oise ki Yoitze boy, Loimotzis Amrit, you still couldn't say that Mashke metame Mashke. The Isal Kedaitach Letumis Mashkin, if you hold. Lutumis mashkin, lay lichtev elachad yitma. Trezim ni lama li lamuti shein tuma oise ki yoitze bo. That means, if you will say, isal kedaitach lutumis mashkin, if you will say that by mashke, yitma yitam is lutumis mashkin, Loi lichtev elachad yitma, so I don't just say one yitma, trei zimni lomali, lemuti shein tuma oise ki yaitzeba. Now this taisvis is a very shvera taisvis, how the drosha goes. The taisvis Rabbeinu Peretz wants to say, I don't know if it's mashma like that in the lashon of taisvis, taisvis Rabbeinu Peretz, now taisvis is going without the tomehu. The Gemara says without the tomehu you could also figure it out. So the Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz seems to learn like this. If you will say that the Oichel Metama Oichel, Mashke Metama Mashke, and everything is Metama everything and every other thing. So why do you need two Yitmos? If you need two Yitmos, so then Al Kochoch, the Yitma of one is not the Yitma of the other. So Memele, so the Metama different things. So then already I assume, and here's a Cheshbon, why I assume that way, that I assume that Oichel is Metame Mashke, and Mashke is Metame Oichel. That's how the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz learns Pshat according to Shitas HaTaisus. Let us go a little further. So now we know that a Mashke is not Metame a Mashke, it's only Metame an Oichel. Maybe a mashke is metame kelim, but it's not metame a mashke, but maybe it's metame kelim. It's a kalbo chaimo that a mashke can't be metame kelim. Why? Let's speak about this pasuk. In this pasuk, the sheretz, which is an avatume, made the keli a rishon letume. The keli, which is a rishon letume, made the mashke a sheni letume. So this keli that was metame the mashke couldn't be metame another keli. That's Rashi brought down the drasha, because it says in the pasuk koloich la sheyochem kamashke sheyishose. So only metame oichul a mashke, it's not metame keli. So madach the keli that made the mashke tome can't be metama keli. So the mashke doesn't make a tome from the keli of other gvis can't make a keli tome. That's the Gemara's kasha and tells. Ve'imel etames a keli. And for the Gemara, v'lav kabochaymo. Uma kekli shemetame mashke. The keli, which is metama the mashke, ain't metama keli. It's not because it's metama the keli. Mashke in haboy machmas keli. Ain't a din shalo yetamu es a keli. Zogt Rashi, ma keili shetima sa mashka ze. Lo yucho le tame yasa keili, kedom ala kamen, kola shabasayich yit mu kola yich lo yuchlen le mashka metame mabe kli cheres, ven keili metame mabe kli cheres, mashka neilu, sheboin machmes keili, ein eide. That is the Gemara's Kal Bochaim. Now let us see Tosfos. Ma keili shemetame mashka. So the Gemara is making a Kal Bochaim. Madoch the keili, which is metama the mashkin came in metama keli, so the mashkin was mekabel tume from the keli. About the came in metama keli. The time effect is a beautiful kasha. Mashkin aboin machmas oichel. What happens if an oichel touched mashke? Lo yetama oichel may hai kalbochayma. So let's make the same kalbochayma. Ma doch the oichel that was metama the mashke can't be metama an oichel because an oichel metama oichel. Mashke, that was mekabel tume from the oichel. Vadik viskemi mekabel tume the oichel. Vechein oichel abo machmas mashke, leitame mashke. Yeshloimel, so this is a beautiful test. Doch, yovit shapi kabuchim. The ma keili, shein metame keili. Why isn't a keili metame another keili? Mishum shuhu kal, because it's not strong enough. Sheinoi avatume. It's not an avatume, it's only a rishon tume. Bohorayi, dech shu avatume metame keili. If you have a keli that's an avatume, so it is metama keli. Tomei meis is metama keli. Is v'chol some meila. So why isn't this keli metama keli? There's no chesaron by keli and keli metama keli. So the whole chesaron is why this keli is not metama keli, because it is a tume grua. It's only a rishon. So v'chol shkein a mashkin a boy machmas keli the keli tfei. So if this keli does not have enough tume in itself to be metama keli, the mashkin, which is mekabel tume from this keli, is ichi can be metama keli. Ah, vo mashein oichel metama oichel, but that would an oichel is not metama oichel, heino fishein oisi ki yoitze, but it's not a klishis in the tume, it's a problem ki yoitze, but it can't be metama. Yeah. Vim toima mashkin aboim machmas keli, shenoga b'meis, Minolon de loy metame keili. Let's say, if a keili that touched a mace, so the keili is now an avatume. So this keili could be metame another keili. So if the mashke was mekabel tume from this keili, let it be metame keili also. In time, a mashke na boy machmas keili, shenoga be mace, minolon de loy metame keili. The mekabel chayme de kli loy osi, de kli shenoga be mace metame keili. Yes, loyma the high crab b'sheretz ksiv. I will be mashkin shenoga b'keli shenoga b'meis loy ksiv. That means if you would have a posik that says that this mashkin is tomei, so then you could say it could be it's metame kelim also. But the yitmo yitam it's metame kelim. But the only posik we have is by mashkin she kibol tume mikeli she kibol tume misheretz. And this mashke cannot be metame keli mikal v'chaima.